In 1977, Phoenix signed a management deal with Wonderland Management in Lansing, Michigan. And our manager, John Rachel, found out that there was another band called Phoenix. So legally, we needed to change our name. So we came up with a band meeting and somehow came up with the name Force. We just liked the sound of it. It didn't have anything to do with Star Wars, although that was going on at the time. So that's what everybody thought it was. And some places called us The Force, but it was just Force. And we liked the name. So at that time, we were with Dave Wilk, and he continued playing with us for another year. And then he went off the road, and we got a guy named Bill Greening to come in and play keyboards. And at that time, we were a rock band, but we really changed gears, and we really went into almost a progressive keyboard-sounding band for about a year and a half that Bill was with us. And it wasn't really what we were all into, but it kind of worked for a while, and we kind of went along with it. I also had some voice problems at the time, so it was really nice to have another strong vocalist in the band. So there was actually a three-month period that I believe Bill and Tom did all the singing, and I had to just shut up because I had really destroyed my voice. We also changed bass players about this time. Bud Mann came in to play bass, and John Baker kind of went off the road too. So we were in 1978 and 79, we were Skeet, Tom, myself, Bud Mann, and Bill Greening. And we kind of did that. We did some recording with Bill, and then he decided to make a change, and we didn't know if we wanted to go four-piece at the time or if we wanted to keep going with keyboards. So we did try another guy. We moved him to our house, which was a church. We rehearsed for a couple, 3 weeks, and we did one show with him. I think his name was George, but I'm a little fuzzy on this. And it just didn't go right. It was not the right fit. And literally, we let him go after one show. And we were up against it at that point. So we were like, okay, let's do this four-piece thing and see how it goes. And that was really the best move for us. We were a rock band. And in the late 70s, that's what was happening. And so we were on our way. The only other change in Force that we had, I lost my voice again in the late 70s, early 80s. I'm not sure when. But we wanted to keep working. And so we brought a friend of ours from Louisville, Kentucky up, Terry Tyler, and he sang with the band for about 3 weeks. And that allowed me to once again be quiet and just kind of get my voice together. I really didn't know how to sing back then, so I was just screaming and I was just losing my voice. It just was impossible. We were singing Boston and Rush, and our originals were very high too, and it was just not a good opportunity for me to keep my voice. So, but Terry helped us out, and then we went on, and for the rest of the Force band, it was a four-piece band with Skeet, Tommy, Budman, and myself until 1981. Here's a whole bunch of live tracks that we recorded over those years with Force.